Welcome to Trump's America, ladies and gentlemen. We are now living in the Trump era, where everything that Trump does becomes a news headline. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni, signing off of TLA TV. Now, I really didn't want to go into the whole Trump thing because everybody's talking about Trump. Can't even help it. That is the number one topic of discussion for anybody right now, is Donald Trump. Now, I really didn't want to go into him because of that main fact. But as the Trump train picks up speed as it runs out of the station, there are some things that are quickly being forgotten, quickly being neglected, and that need to be addressed. Now, you know, in a Trump America, Trump believes in grabbing them by the pussy. So, off rip, that should be a green light for all men. You see a pussy you like, just grab it by the pussy. That's what Trump says, right? Trump says it's okay. Grab them by the pussy because they want it. I mean, I believe it was Eddie Griffin that says that the pussy is not theirs anyway. They're just the caretakers. That pussy belongs to a man. But anyway, that was all going off on a tangent only because there was three pussies walking around. But anyway, I wanted to talk about Trump and this whole Trump phenomenon that's going on right now in America. I knew that Trump would win. I bet that Trump would win. I was expecting Trump to win. And quite frankly, I am happy that Trump won. Not because I'm a supporter of Trump, but I'm happy because of what his ascension to President of the United States would bring about. That's what I'm happy about. I'm happy about the consequences that come from it. Granted, you got to take the good with the bad. It's a package deal. So yes, there's a lot of bad that come with it. But the good is less people are asleep. Granted, we still got a whole bunch of others that are asleep, but more and more are waking up every day. Excuse me. So now, the thing about this whole Trump phenomenon. There has been a lot of discussion about how Trump made it to the White House and the decisions that he's making, the executive orders that he's issuing and signing from the White House since he was inaugurated back on the 20th of last month, which was January. And this is what I really have to say about that. Number one, for all you butthurt Democrats that are protesting and revolting and rebelling and having a titty fit and having a fucking catatonic conniption about the whole Trump presidency, you are one of the last people to talk, complain, point fingers, so on and so forth, at Trump becoming president and how he became president. Because, mind you, when it came out that Hillary Clinton and the Clinton campaign and the Clinton camp orchestrated her primary nomination, none of y'all had shit to say. There was no big protests out in the streets. There was no nationwide protests and revolts and freaking news headlines about how this happened and how it was a travesty to the whole democracy system. The whole democratic system. There was nothing about that. If there was, it was very minimal at most. Very small. And it really did not include all of the camps. But now that Trump is president, you have Democrats coming out of the woodworks, left and right, saying all kinds of things about Trump and how he got elected and this, that, and the third. So many of y'all are coming out talking junk about that Trump is now in the White House when it should have been Hillary. Quite frankly, no, it probably should not have been Hillary, but rather Bernie Sanders. Because mind you, information was revealed how the Clinton team, the Clinton camp, secured their primary nomination, thereby booting out Bernie Sanders and his whole team and camp. None of y'all had shit to say about that. None of y'all stood up about that. Nobody said, oh, this is an infringement on our democracy. Nobody said that, oh, she needs to be investigated. Nobody says that. Nobody said that the whole Clinton camp and team need to be looked over top to bottom about what was done. But yet, she secured the nomination and she became the Democratic nominee for the presidential for the White House, for the presidency. And y'all just ran with it. It was like, okay, well, that's democracy. We just got to keep it going. Well, guess what? Trump won by the Electoral College. This is democracy. That's just the way it is. So why the fuck are you bitching now? So guess what? Because back when Al Gore went against Bush and Bush won, y'all didn't say shit. Y'all wasn't out protesting. Y'all wasn't out here from sea to shining sea. Talking about how, oh no, Bush was not supposed to win the White House, so it was supposed to be Gore, and how the Electoral College needs to be banished and repealed and all this other stuff. No, y'all wasn't talking none of that. There was no big hoopla about that. The only big hoopla was about a recount. Recount. We need a recount. We need a recount. Recount, recount, recount. We need a recount. Well, guess what? Hillary Clinton doesn't even need a recount. She won the popular vote by more than 3 million votes, supposedly. So it's not an issue of a recount. But yet and still, we have Democrats. We have liberals. We have people just going off on a whole Trump presidency and saying how his presidency is illegitimate. If his presidency is illegitimate, so was George Bush's. And y'all survived 8 years of George Bush. I'm just saying. So now the second thing I want to talk about is the whole narrative of the Russian hacks that revealed, so-called, allegedly revealed, the DNC emails. Now I'll go ahead and say, let's just say for the sake of argument, it was Russia that hacked the DNC emails. Let's say it was Russia that leaked the DNC emails. Let's just say it was. Even though we know it wasn't, but because that's what we're being told, that's what we need to feed into. Let's just say it was Russia that hacked the DNC and leaked the emails. Why the hell is it that the Russian hack of the emails takes precedence over the information revealed in the emails? The wrongdoing that was shown in the emails. You have all these talk shows that want to discount and downplay the fucking information that was revealed in the emails and rather want to focus on the fact that Russia hacked the DNC. Well, fuck that. Fuck hacking the DNC. Anonymous hacks everybody. All these other little cyber terrorists, you want to call them, hack all these other people and they reveal information that's supposedly hidden from the rest of the public, showing the wrongdoing of the companies. Why the hell are we not looking at the wrongdoing and instead looking at the people that revealed it? No, explain that to me. I don't care if it was Edward Snowden, Chelsea Manning. I don't care if it was this random dude down the street that hacked the DNC and revealed the emails and said this is what's being said. What's being said is more important than the person who revealed it. Why? Because guess what? The information that they're sharing is information that was kept quiet. It was kept hidden under wraps, under the table, under the cloak of darkness, just within that circle. But we were finally privy to that information. So now that we know where they stand, what we should be doing is acting upon those forces that tried to hoodwink us into thinking one way while they treat us another. That should be the focus. That should be what we want to put our minds and attention on. That is what we should be protesting about. Y'all should have been protesting when fucking Hillary Clinton got the nomination in the first place. Now, mind you, as much as people don't like Donald Trump, where was the massive protests when he got the primary nomination? Where was it? There was none, right? But yet Hillary Clinton loses to Donald Trump. Donald Trump gets the presidency via the Electoral College, which for years and years and years now we've been talking shit about anyway. And now you have a problem. Now you have a problem. You think all this stuff that you see under Donald Trump was not going to happen under Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton was coming after Obama. Obama himself was also talking about closing up the borders. You don't believe me? Look it up. Google, YouTube, look it up. He said the same thing. Bill Clinton said the same things. George Bush said the same things. They're all saying the same shit. But guess what? But because there's one party that's actually executing as opposed to the other, that party becomes the target. That party becomes the bad guy. You're stuck in a duality system, a pseudo duality system. Because while mainstream wants to refute the whole duality system when it comes to man and woman, male, female, they want to go ahead and implement that duality system when it comes to Republican and Democrat, when you got to choose between the lesser of two evils. It's one or the other. And if you believe something that's opposed to the group that you're a part of, you must automatically belong to the other group. Complete, utter ridiculousness, bullshit. End of story. So, one, you had the Democrats that didn't say shit when Hillary Clinton got the primary nomination. Two, you have the people talking more about how Russia hacked the emails and hacked the DNC and released the emails as opposed to the information revealed in the emails. Now, we have people, three, talking about the Trump immigration ban, which for one, when he talked about putting up the wall, he was not the only one in our past presidential history to talk about putting up the wall. Don't forget, George W. Bush put up over 700 miles of fencing along the border already. Well, he didn't directly put it up, but he was president when it was erected. And it was not completed. And you know why? Because of the natural borders of the land that's placed. How you gonna put up a fence up on a fucking waterbed? How you gonna put a fence up in a lake or a canal or a river that separates two land masses? How are you gonna do it? Anyway, all I got to say about this whole Trump phenomenon, you're in Trump's world now. You know it. Mainstream news knows it. And Trump is very aware of it. Y'all on Trump's Twitter dick like, well, damn. Like what? Like a $2 whore? I don't know. It's just y'all on Trump's Twitter dick like real heavy. That dude came fart without you knowing about it and the headline being posted about it. You think Trump is not aware? Trump can say some random shit and next thing you know, make a news headline in 30 minutes. You think he's not aware of that? You think he's not out there just egging people on? I mean, come on. What we need to do is stop giving attention to bullshit. Stop fueling bullshit. Stop fueling shit that is irrelevant. And take it back. Bring the shit back to what's important for our country. Now, I understand Trump has said a lot of pseudo shit to make you feel all patriotic and nationalistic about America. America first. Woo. But guess what? America was built off the backs of people that were not native to the land, aka slavery. And then after that, you know, we brought in the foreigners, called them immigrants, let them continue to build it on, and so on. America is just a land full of immigrants. Nobody owns this land. Nobody. Not even the what we would call the Native Americans. Nobody owns the land. Who owns what God gives? I'm sorry. Plain and simple. So yes, for all you people caught up in this Trump phenomenon, this Trump era, look, Trump is definitely going to bring about a new phase in America. There's going to be a lot of changes that are going to occur rapidly that you're going to have to keep up with. But at the end of the day, it's not about Trump. Trump is just a figurehead, just like Obama was the figurehead. Obama was the figurehead for LGBT. He was the LGBT president. You look at the fucking, I believe it was the Times cover. Obama is the LGBT president. Is that what he's about? No. He's accomplished so many other things while he was in office, but he becomes the LGBT president. Stop focusing on the bullshit that they're feeding you and look at the underlying things that are occurring. Pay attention. It's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. Now, Trump, we stuck with him for 4 years. You're not going to impeach him. You're not going to get him out of office. And by the slight chance that you were able to, who's going to replace him? Mike Pence? Mike Pence is no better. The only thing about Mike Pence is Mike Pence doesn't go out there and tweet all his random thoughts the same way Trump does. So guess what? You'll be left in the dark like you are with the Democrats. Because while the Democrats keep selling you all this bullshit, they're taking away. The more they give you that you think you're benefiting from, the more they're taking away essential shit that you need in your life to survive independently and freely as a people. You don't like what I got to say? Fuck you. You agree? All right, then. You got a different point of view? Drop it in the comment box. Whatever. Let's go ahead and make America great again. Well, fuck that. Let's make America great for the first time. Right? But mind you, I don't think America's going to be great ever again. And quite frankly, I need to do another video on the powers that are trying to destabilize the United States of America and the rise of the American Spring. Remember the Arab Spring? Do you remember the Arab Spring? That's what happens when you try to record outside in public. But anyway, you remember the Arab Spring? Well, guess what? We are on the brink of the American Spring. Buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride. I'm your host, Hassan Labduni, signing off for TLE TV. But not America.